Open your Bibles.
是希伯来书的第七章一到十节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verses 1 through 10.
对我们来说是很容易的。今年我们大部分都在希伯来书。
So this year we've been going through the book of Hebrews.
好，如果是第一次来到我们中间的人呢，弟兄姐妹，请帮助他们一下，找出圣经给他们说在哪里。
If you're here for the first time and you're not yet familiar with the Bible, we invite you to ask one of our brothers or sisters seated next to you to help you navigate.
好，希伯来书第七章一到十节，我们台上请英文来念，中文和英文都在下面看。
The pulpit will read in English. We ask that you follow along silently in your own language. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God,met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. And to him, Abraham apportioned a tenth part of everything. He is first, by translation of his name, king of righteousness, and then he is also king of Salem, that is, king of peace. He is without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. But resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever. See how great this man was to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the spoils.And those descendants of Levi who received the priestly office have a commandment in the law to take tithe from their people, that is, from their brothers. Though these are also descended from Abraham. But this man who does not have his descent from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. It is beyond dispute that the inferior is blessed by the superior. In one case, tithes are received by mortal men, but in the other case, by one of whom it is testified that he lives.One might even say that Levi himself, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, for he was still in the loins of his ancestors when Melchizedek met him.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
你要拿凳子是吧？
你祷告以后再拿。
Father, we thank you. You give this wonderful passage, but a difficult passage for us to expound, to understand, to apply to us.主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你给我们这样的一个福分，让我们读到这个美妙的经文。但是的确是不容易，因为要跨越旧约和新约。但是主，就求你帮助我们，赐福我们，好让我们不仅明白理解，还能够应用在我们的生活中。这样祷告，是奉那个不同等次的祭司的名。好，如果你第一次来到我们教会，我们欢迎你。
If you're here for the first time, we welcome you.
每逢这个第一个月的主日的时候，我们都会有联合一起的敬拜，或者有英文和中文讲道的分享。
The first Sunday of every month, we have a combined service that has a bilingual preaching and also sharing from the brothers and sisters.
所以在这个时候，我经常会说是一个双份的祝福。
So this meeting, I feel, is a double blessing.
当你听了中文和英文的翻译的不同的时候，会帮助你拓展你对这个问题的理解和认识。
For if you are bilingual, then you will be able to get the sermon twice and help deepen your understanding of what's being preached.
今年我们主题的信息都是来自希伯来书和旧约的诗篇。
Every Sunday we've been preaching from Hebrews and by extension the book of Psalms.
我们整个的方向是在真理的柱石上。
For we are building on the pillars of truth.
这是我们教会的一个非常重要的价值和一个方向。
And that is one of the core values and direction of this church.
如果具体你问我们今年的主题是什么，我们已经经过了四个月了，能告诉我吗？
Do you still know what this year's main topic is?
如果不知道，当然在教会周报上面有，是怎么说的？
And you are allowed to cheat and take a peek at our announcements.
对，是什么？大点声。更美之约，忠心持守。
Let us faithfully uphold the more beautiful covenant.
到五月份，我们这个焦点有一个转移，更加的往前伸展。这个焦点是什么？对，这是一个整个的旧约相比来说，与旧约相比来说，新约它的献祭和它的圣所要比前约旧约更加的美好。
The sacrifice and the holy place of the new covenant is better than the old.
听到这个焦点，你可能会想到，哇，这个旧约的祭司他们忙个不停，或者旧约的圣殿那么复杂。
And so, you know, if you have read any of the Old Testament, you'll know that it is centered around its system of priests and sacrifices, that they are always very busy.
但是如果你是一个刚刚信主或者你走进教会不久的人，这些词汇什么祭司啊、 献祭啊、圣殿啊，对你肯定是很陌生的。
But if you are a new Christian or not yet a believer, perhaps all of these terms are not familiar to you.
但我劝你千万别放弃。
But I ask that you do not give up.
这个跟你生活是息息相关的。
This has everything to do with your life.
你虽然不一定了解这么大的词汇，什么叫祭司。
Maybe you don't know what a priest is.
但是人生的一些经历会告诉你是很类似的。
But there are experiences that you probably have encountered that are very similar.
比如说你上小学的时候，你可能会想这样的问题。
So, you know, on your first day of school, you might have thought to yourself,
哇，谁会来介绍那些新同学让我认识？
Who's going to introduce me to all these people I've never met before?
谁会告诉我到学校以后应该怎么样做什么样的事，守什么样的规矩？
Who's going to tell me what the rules of the school are?
那你的祭司是谁呢？
So who's your priest in that context?
就是那老师啊，老师点名的时候，每个人起来的时候，他就在介绍不同的人了。
That's your teacher, because when the teacher calls roll, that's how the teacher introduces all the students.
老师也告诉你在学校做什么事。
And the teacher, of course, introduces you to all of your course material.
你进入一个陌生的世界，原来是在家里的，现在到了学校。
As you're entering into this new world of school.
所以这个意义上，这个老师就是一个祭司的功能，做引荐人，教导你认识知识，了解你新的世界。
So a teacher, therefore, is the priest of knowledge that introduces you to a world, a new world, and the rules therein.
十分类似，实际上人与上帝之间的关系，一个远离上帝的人，他也要需要一个中介人来介绍他怎么认识上帝。
And the same is between man and God, for men have drifted away from God, and so now he needs someone to bring him back before God.
想象这个中介人把你带到一个宫廷里去。
And then this mediator will bring you before the courts of the high God.
你应该怎么样跟宫里的人相处？
And,
尤其是那个坐在宝座上的。
And this person will explain to you how you are to walk amongst the court of God, and especially the one who sits upon the throne, God himself.
看过清朝电影都知道宫里的规矩多，对不对？
And you know, if you've seen any historical fiction, you know that the depictions of the court intrigue is very intricate.
有的时候皇上非常的亲切，像小燕子这种电影里头。
Some days the emperor is in a very good mood and he's very approachable.
有的时候皇上勃然大怒，不知道为什么。
And on other days he's pissed off at everybody, but nobody knows why.
所以你知道这里我在讲这个类比哈，不一定贴切，但是实际上我们在认识上帝的道路上，人类的第一个问题，谁是中介人，能引接我们认识这位至高的神。
So, but who is our mediator to God?
这就是我们讲的祭司。
That is the priest.
因为人跟上帝的鸿沟实在太巨大了。
For the gap between man and God is too great.
不光是有限和无限的差异。
It is not just the difference between the infinite and the finite.
是一个圣洁和罪污的人的差异。
It is the difference between a holy God and a sinful people.
所以这个时候，如果一个人越有成就，越有能力。
So one who thinks of himself as accomplished and powerful.
一个民族越有传统，越有历史。
For a people that has a long history and tradition.
他遇见圣经所介绍的这个中介人，拿撒勒人木匠。
For such a person or such a people to encounter the Jesus of the Bible,
在地上只活了33年，
and who only lived 30 odd years on this earth,
他就越难以放下自己的身段和我们悠久的传统。
It is very hard for us to turn away from our past traditions.
我们在座的人都不是一个白纸来认识上帝的。
For none of us comes before God as a blank slate.
我们中国人跟犹太人有很多相像的地方，也有不同的地方。
As Chinese people, we are very similar to Jewish
people. 你说，如果说悠久的文化传统，他们都是东方人，这是很类似的，对整个世界都有显著的影响，不管是好的坏的。
And so, you know, in similarity, we are both from the East, and we are both a people with a long history and influence on the world.
但是差异也是很显著，不是吗？
But it's also we also have very clear differences.
整个犹太人的出现就是一个神迹。
The appearance of the Jewish people is a miracle.
他们的爷爷生他们的爸爸的时候是99岁的时候。
Their first ancestor, when they gave birth to the father of Israel, he was 90 something years old.
他们在列国中一直是个小国，在大国之间，埃及和这个亚述或者是巴比伦。
And they were always eking out an existence among, sandwiched between many great nations.
他们无论是环境还是他们存在的历史都告诉他们必须有一个很重要的垂直关系是他们仰赖和需要保护的。
And so throughout their history, they have always gazed upon one who can give them absolute protection. And
但是中国人在这方面不一样的，我们是一个泱泱大国。
And China, on the other hand, has almost always been a great nation.
虽然自古我们有祭天的传统。
And though perhaps we have also have our rites of worship from the ancient times.
但是以儒家为思想代表的中国本土文化基本是君君臣臣父父子子。
That all of our relationships are on the human level between a ruler and his people, between a father and his children.
所以我们主流不是垂直方向，我们是什么？是水平方向。
And so our mainstream relationships are horizontal.
所以我每次想到希伯来书，虽然是圣灵透过作者来告诉第一世纪的犹太人的时候。
And so as we read the book of Hebrews, though it is a book written to the first century Jewish peoples,
会告诉这些有着深厚犹太文化的这些人，告诉他们一个很重要的真理。
That it is telling these people steeped in the traditions of their ethnicity, a very important truth.
耶稣超越他们的先祖。
That Christ is greater than all of their ancestors.
是永不改变的大祭司。
That he is a priest forever.
同时我就想他跟中国人的关系。
So what does that have to do with us as Chinese people?
跟我们也有关系，我们有五千年的文化，至少有三千年的文明史。
That we have a history of, you know, we have 5,000 years worth of history and at least 3,000 years worth of civilization.
人口众多，历史上近两百年是很多的灾难，不过近二十年我们成为经济列强了。
And you know, and now we're growing into a world superpower.
我们拍很多大国崛起这样的片子。
And so, you know, even our fiction is reflecting the awakening of a great people.
因为中国有很多的问题存在。
But we also know that China is a nation of many problems.
我们只是在水平方向解决我们的问题吗？
How do we solve? Do we try to just solve all these problems on this horizontal level?
还是我们来看？整个在普世中间，上帝有没有留下对中国人的拯救的方式
？Or did God leave behind a way of salvation for the Chinese people as well？
我们究竟需要什么样的祭司
？What kind of a priest do we need？
是天坛的那样的呢？只有天子去献祭的呢？还是一个真正的天子来到人间献祭，一次做完就永远成就
？Do we worship at an altar where only the emperor？Can give his offerings, or do we worship the true Son of Heaven, who offered up once and for all his sacrifice, and then we can stand boldly in the court of God Himself?
换句话说，如果我们稍微仔细看一下第七章的时候，整个在讲麦基洗德。
And so, chapter 7 is a discussion on a man called Melchizedek.
讲这个古代不太著名的人跟耶稣基督的关系。
And it discusses this person who appeared once in history, and he didn't seem very important at the time.
他来强调，如果你跟这个麦基洗德等次相当的耶稣相识的话。
And then it points to Jesus as one from the order of Melchizedek.
你就知道如何在皇宫中行事，为人与人相交。
And so it tells us that if you know this Jesus, then you can walk among the courts of God.
如果我们稍微仔细来看一下我们今天的这段经文，就是希伯来书前面的一部分，七章的这一部分，因为它整个讲章的一部分，我们只看这一部分。
And so today we focus on the opening paragraph of Hebrews chapter 7.
我们这里头其实强调它跟旧约这个体系里面两个关键的不同或者一个对比。
And so he contrasts Jesus with two specific aspects of the Old Testament.
第一个，他作为上帝的儿子，跟就是跟这个旧约的其他的祭司有一个截然不同，就是他长远、永远做祭司。
That first, as the Son of God, He is eternal, and He is a high priest forever.
第二个不同是他高于亚伯拉罕，甚至超过整个立位或者旧约的体系。
That He is also higher than not only all of Israel, but all of the ancestors and the entire system of the Old Testament.
一个在讲永恒性，一个在讲历史性。
So first, that in eternity he is greater and in history he is also greater.
所以我们现在来看这个在他的永恒性方面。
So first let's look at from the aspect of eternity.
这个圣子长远作为上帝的祭司。
That he is a priest forever.
我知道你们现在都是上帝的祭司从一个程度如果是基督徒的话。
If you are a Christian, you are actually already a priest.
对吧全民是祭司的。但是是因为他成为祭司你才有这可能。中国人不然是不可能的不是所有的以色列都可以的
But if it were not for Christ Jesus then it would have been impossible for you to become a priest because not even all Jewish people could be saved
所以我们现在要来看两个方面来看究竟这个历史上的根源为什么他特别拿上帝的儿子耶稣基督跟麦基洗德对比他们的相似之处来表明耶稣基督做祭司他的资格
And so these passages useThe comparison between Jesus and Melchizedek to explain why Jesus has what it takes to be priest forever.
这个相似之处呢，你先我请问大家，如果你想到祭司，你会想到谁呀、
啊、？So of all the priests of the Bible, who's the most important figure that pops in your mind?
亚伦，相当于大祭司，没错。
Aaron, the highest priest.
在立位记里描述非常多
Because, you know, all of the, about his family, there's many descriptions, there's a lot of stuff in the book of Leviticus.
但你再往前看的时候其实摩西以前就有祭司了
So actually, if you, Moses himself also came from the same priestly family.
是你再往前在伊甸园中的时候亚当是不是被上帝设立做祭司的呢
But if you look all the way back to the Garden of Eden,
当他赞美神的时候，他在做祭司的工作。
You realize that Adam also had the role of a priest, for it was his job to lead worship.
当他吃一个不吃禁果的时候，其他所有的食物的时候，他是一个赞美的表达。
For his work in the garden was an expression of worship.
但是堕落使得这个整个人类在这个上帝的宇宙中的这个功能扭曲地位堕落
But the fall corrupted that role that we originally had before God
换句话在摩西之前这里今天就用到了创世纪第十四章就是麦基洗德跟亚伯拉罕的一次交往
And so here the gaze of the author turns to Genesis 14This an event in the ancient history of the people of God.
所以这第一节到第三节这样说，他说这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高上帝的祭司，原本是长远的祭司。第二节他说这个意思翻出来呢，就是公义的意思。仁义王他又名撒冷王，因为他是平安王的意思。换句话说，他当时住的地方呢是后来的耶路撒冷，耶路撒 Jerusalem 是大金的平安城哈，他是这个意思。第三节说是很关键的，说这个。撒冷王麦基洗德呢无父无母无族谱无身之始无命之终乃是与上帝的儿子相似
So if you look back to verses 1 through 3 that this Melchizedek, this king but the most important thing that we get out of this is he is without father or mother or genealogy having neither beginning of days nor end of life but resembling the son of God he continues a priest forever
好我们回忆一下到底怎么回事
So let's look at the story in its context.
Okay, 以色列的爷爷亚伯拉罕冒着生命危险去救了被掳往掳去的，但是当时已经背叛亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德，这个很关键哈，他已经背叛他的。
And so, at the time, Abram's nephew Lot had already forsaken him and gone off to live on his own. But because he was taken captive by the five kings, Abraham risked his life to fight these kings and get Lot back.
当亚伯拉罕靠着恩典凯旋归来的时候，他在门上遇见两个王，一个好王，一个坏王。
And on his way home from this great victory, he was met by two kings, a good king and an evil king.
这个臭名昭著就是索多摩王，索多玛的王。
So one of these kings was Melchizedek, and the other was the infamous king of Sodom.
这个撒冷王是来跟他祝贺祝福的
And the king of Melchizedek came to worship him
另一个是来要钱的对不对
came to to bless him and to share, and the other one came to ask for money.
所以你可以看到希伯来作者来引用的时候，他根本没有提到那个坏王，直接说他跟好王的关系，因为这个坏王跟耶稣完全相反。
And so, when the book of Hebrews looks back on this event, he just skips right to the part where Melchizedek shows up, because he wants to point out how Melchizedek is like Christ.
换句话说，他跟撒冷王对比的时候，马上发现两件事：一个就是上帝的儿子具有永恒祭司的职分，还有一个他的名号。这个名号就是他的公义和平安。
That first, that, Christ, like Melchizedek, is a priest forever. And second, Christ, like Melchizedek, is a king of righteousness and a king of peace.
不过你可以放心，我今天只讲他的永恒性，没有时间讲他的平安的王和这个公义是什么。
We don't have time to discuss all of these aspects, but so we're going to focus on his eternity.
在这里头，我们想祭司的时候，祭司办很多的事情，让我总结一下。
So a priest plays many roles in ancient Israel.
他指导上帝的百姓如何生活。
First, he is to lead the people in how they should live.
然后怎么样来敬拜神献祭，有点像我们今天我们的长老执事和我一同来服侍饼和杯，我们简单多了。
Second, that they led the people in all of their rites of worship, just like our elders lead our worship, the worship of the bread and the cup today.
第三呢，他是为人代求，做调解者的。
Third, that they pray for people and they act as mediators.
有点像中国大陆的这个居民委员会哈，或台湾我不知道叫什么。
Like a mediator might work in today's world.
但是不光是有水平方向的，有垂直方向的。
And not only do they mediate between peoples, they also mediate between God and humanity.
但是在这里头有一个核心的东西，就是究竟堕落污秽的人怎么能够朝见造我们、救我们的圣洁上帝，这是关键。
But and the key job of a priest is to answer the question of how do fallen sinful men go to see the God who had created them and saved them?
就像我邻居两个男孩特别喜欢在泥里玩，然后滚完以后回到家的时候，他们怎么样回到家中是干干净净的
？And so, I have a couple neighbors' kids who always like to go outside and get really dirty.
当他自己全手泥的时候，越抹是什么？越黑，对不对
？And so they come back covered with mud and they try to wipe each other clean. It's
他们相互之间抹的时候呢，也并不会好到哪里去。
And you know, they really aren't much help to each other either.
但是我看过这个邻居大妈怎么收拾这两个孩子。
And so how does and so so what does their mother do when she sees these two little mud balls come?
大夏天的时候，让他们把这个脏衣服脱了。
And so she has them take their clothes off outside.
拿着他们那个自来水枪。
And then she takes.
啪，开始洗他们。
And she takes out the water hose with a sprayer gun attached to it, and she just.
再给他两个干的毛巾。
And then she brings out two dry towels.
是吧？洗干净了，你现在可以进家吃饭了。
And then it's only after they're clean that they can get into, they can.
其实这就是祭司做的事。
And that's the job of a priest.
让我们干干净净的回到上帝的家中。
That we can come into God's house clean.
但是这里问题，祭司是永远做没完没了，这孩子总要洗，这个衣服总是每个星期洗两次还洗不完。
But we know that in
孩子越多，妈妈越知道这个事情。
We know in our world, the cleaning work job is never done because you know as soon as you get them clean, a moment later they're all dirty again.
人不是一次把衣服弄脏，他是经常弄脏，不断的弄脏。
And indeed, in this world, we are continually getting dirty.
人是在一个混乱的世界里头不断打滚的人，我们的心中的恶也没有完全的去掉。
We are people who walk in a world.Full of chaos and uncleanness, and indeed, even our very the depths of our very hearts are also unclean.
所以旧约的祭司系统呢，虽然要表明将来要清除，但是它只能达到一个暂时的效果。
And so that is why all of the rites of the Old Testament were temporary.
是一个礼仪性的洁净，不是一个永远性的洁净。
It was merely ritual cleanliness and not.Permanent cleanliness.
因为这样的原因，希伯来作者就特别凸显麦基洗德为祭司和他有同跟他们亚伦的祭司是不一样的位分。
And so this priest of called Melchizedek, he comes in and he exemplifies a completely different role as a priest forever.
不再强调他们功能的差异，而强调他们本质的差异。
That not only is our job different, but their inherent qualities are different.
就像诗篇的110篇第四节说, 他永远为祭司,
As Psalm 110 verse 4 says, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
因为这里特别强调, 他只是做了一个观察, 旧约中没有讲麦基洗德, 从哪来到哪去, 就是他做了一个观察, 说他无父无母, 无谱系, 无身之始, 无命之宗, 得出了一个重要的结论。
For the Bible, if you read the account of the Bible, he is without father or mother, without family, or neither beginning nor end. He just appears out of nowhere and disappears into nowhere.
所以得了结论说他跟神的儿子相似。
And in this way, he's similar to the Son of God.
这当然指向耶稣基督作为儿子的永恒性的。
And so in this connects him with Christ Jesus.
注意这里不是说真是麦基洗德这个真实的人没有父母亲，不是这意思，不是石头缝里蹦出来的。
Now, this is not saying that the actual Melchizedek was a person who literally appeared.
而是按照旧约的传统，一个重要的人一定要有家谱的。
But any important significant figure in the Old Testament, whenever he shows up, he always comes attached with some kind of family tree.
他用这个来论证他跟亚伦的系统不一样。
But this Melchizedek comes from a completely different system than anyone else.
犹太人比中国人更注重家谱。
The Jewish people look upon family trees with even greater importance.
你打开圣经的时候，很多人读不下去，就说：“创世纪怎么这么多家谱？”
Because most people, when they're trying to read the Bible from beginning to end, they always get stuck on those baguettes.
结果有一个大的变迁，到以色列进迦南之前，第二代人民数记又数了一遍。
And then, you know, every time the people of Israel over and over again, they are reckoned.
当以色列人被掳再回归的时候，到列王那个历代志的时候，又重新前面九章都是家谱，读得你厌死了。And
then, you know, in the book of Chronicles, those family trees pop up yet again, and it's very boring to read.
包括主耶稣基督，当他论到君王的职分的时候，有两本福音书说他是哪个派系的。
And even Jesus himself got two family trees.
一个从亚当开始，一个从亚伯拉罕开始，讲到大卫的子孙。
That one showing that he is the descendant of Abraham, the descendant of David, and the other pointing him all the way back to the Garden of Eden to Adam himself.
但是这里特别强调的是什么？不是他的人的属性，而强调他永恒的属性。
But here, Melchizedek signifies the divine aspect of Christ, who is from eternity.
好，我们集中在永远，究竟永远的祭司啥意思？
So what does it mean to be a priest forever?
用中国人的话，我说他有天子的地位。
That he is
真是天上的儿子。
He is truly the Son of Heaven.
你还记得希伯来书一开始，第一章的1到3节是一个前言。
Do you remember Hebrews 1-3?
涉及到祭司的时候，他说到第三节，他是神本体所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。最后就说到，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
He is the light of God's glory and the true image of God, who upholds all things to the power of His command, and He cleansed all men of their sin and sat down at the right hand of the Almighty.
所以到第七章和第十章的时候，这个。 这个洗净的方式就开始讲很多的细节了。我们今天不过是就开始的一部分。And
so later passages will explain what cleansing means, but we're not going to look at those today.
所以你马上想到旧约的祭司，他们应该很忙，杀鸡、宰羊，鸽子哈，不杀猪的哈，是杀鸡宰羊，都是站着干活的。The
priests, they were their job was very laborious. They had to stand before God the whole day and doing the work of slaughtering the animals for the sacrifice.
力气小了绝对不行。
And so they had to have a certain amount of strength.
年复一年，日复一日，一般一个祭司从30岁到50岁完了以后就退休了，只有大祭司到死才结束。
A typical priest would, he would start his service around 30 and retire somewhere around 50, with only the high priest who would die on the job.
不像今天的牧师可以干到70岁。
that, you know, maybe not like today's pastors who can, you know, who can continue to work until they're 70.
这样的体系过了百年，过了千年了，但是人的罪，道德的沦丧仍然没有根除。
So this system passed for hundreds and thousands even of years, but the problem of sin and depraved morality has not been fixed yet.
但是你注意耶稣被描述坐在天父右边的时候是怎么样的，是坐着的。
But today, Jesus...
不是其他祭司站着的，忙得不停。
Jesus is described as seated at the right hand of God.
他凭什么坐着？
So by what does he sit down?
当然坐着是为王。
He sits as king, of course.
但如果你从祭司的角度来想，
But as his role of priest,
还记得他在十字架上献上自己的为祭的时候，说最后一句话怎么说呢？成了。
Do we remember that one of his the things that he said was on when he was on the cross was "It is finished."
当不信的人说他完蛋了哈，就是另一种，你 finished 的嘛，两个都可以翻。
That you know maybe if you're a cynic, you think he's just saying, "Oh, it's over."
但是这真的是完成了，完成了大祭司至高的上帝的儿子来到人间，做成了一个人类永远没有办法靠自己洗出的事情。
And so this was something that for he had what he had accomplished was that he completed the work of salvation that no one else could do.
所以他今天可以安息在天父的右边来做祭司。
Then he could sit at the right hand of God.
为我们代求。
And pray on our behalf.
一次献上永远有效，不是做个不停的。
And so this one,
我讲他那个救赎的工作
had eternal effect that he did not need to do it over and over again.
继续的部分我们后面再讲。
And so we'll continue to explain what else is.
换句话说，耶稣基督是真正的天子。
Only Jesus Christ is a true Son of Heaven.
古时的中国人也祭天，一种说法就是皇上祭天。
The ancient peoples, the emperor.Led the rites to sacrifice to the heavens.
但是这些天子如果跟耶稣来比的话，都是假天子。
But all of those rulers compared to Jesus were just wannabes.
因为他们死后之后重新再立一位的。
Because they would die, and after they died, somebody else would take his place.
你看看耶稣基督自从他死复活以后，整个的教会体系里面，再有没有一个像他一样的祭司？
But after
要再重新立的，我们按其他的人有这个功能。
But throughout the history of the church, only Christ Jesus himself had that absolute role of the priest. Though we still sometimes may mimic some aspects of that service.
耶稣基督真的不一样。
Jesus Christ is indeed unique and different.
当尼哥底母这个犹太人的公会的议员跟耶稣基督对话，记载在约翰福音第三章里。
And so, in talking to Nicodemus, Jesus said something.
在第三章十三节，他说：“除了从天降下，人就在天的人子，人没有升过天。注意，人就在天。”
No one has ever ascended into heaven except the one who has came, who except the Son of Man who came from heaven and yet still remains in heaven.
耶稣基督是那个天梯。
Jesus is the one who.
他是清理我们、清洁以后带我们能够回到父家的人。
He is the one who came close to us and brings us close to the Father.
好，这个祭司的第一个是永恒性，是讲他是上帝之子。
And so for his first, he is eternal because he is the Son of God.
在上帝的安息里面，总有他做事和不做事的一边。耶稣也是这样的。
In God's rest, God not only works but God also rests.
他创造完了以后，在他创造之中安息了。
After he finished the work of creation, he rested.
他接下来还做什么事
？What else is he gonna do？
护理的工作，维系万有，对不对
？The work he also continues to
不是自然而然运转的这个宇宙。
He continues to do the work of maintenance. This universe is not a self-winding watch that goes on forever.
Great translation. Okay, 同样的，耶稣基督救赎也是一样。当他做完之后，他说完成了之后，坐在天父面已经安息了。没错。
And so Christ completed the work of salvation and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
但是他还在继续为我们代求。
But he continues to pray for us.
所以这非常重要，一个持续性的代求。
And he continues to pray for us.
保证我们能够在他的家中正常的运行，不断的朝见父神。
He guarantees that we at any time can go before the Father.
你看，如果看第八到后面的时候，他说到这里收十分之一的人，就是那些祭司制度啊。这些收的人有为他做见证的说， 那些收十分之一的人都是必死的，但是呢，在那里收，就是在讲亚伯拉罕收亚伯拉罕的那个，就是麦基洗德等次收的呢，为他做见证，说他是活着的，说麦基洗德是活着的。
That all you know, all of the Levitical priests, they were all mortal men, but the one who accepted the tithe of Abraham, he lives forever.
这后面二十三节就说了。数目本来多，这做祭司的，因为有死阻隔，所以他们不能长久。到了二十四节，才说永远性情。
And so death is the ultimate barrier between for someone who wants to be priest, but Christ is the one who is priest forever.
所以到二十四节说他是永远长存，他的祭司的任职长久不更换。
And so the end of chapter 7 tells us that Christ indeed does sit forever, that no one can ever replace him because he doesn't need to retire.
靠着他进到上帝面前的人，他都拯救到底，因为他什么？长远活着，替他们恳求。
And he saves those who come before him to the end, for he lives forever. And he prays on their behalf.
Yeah. 所以一切信靠他的人，你知道你现在有一个最重要的辩护律师在天庭上。
And so, as a Christian, ought to know that you have the world's greatest defense lawyer on your side.
但是基督徒有一个弱点呢，就是还愿意自己去辩护，不愿意找那个辩护律师，总觉得自己的辩护更加有效。
But all of us still want to be our own defense attorneys.
你开始意识到，如果你真的去经常找这个上帝的右边这个大法官的话，我这个辩护律师的话，他每一个官司怎么样？告诉我是赢还是输啊？
But Jesus Christ,
你看你们都不太相信这个事儿，你们不是活在圣经的世界里，你是活在这个 secular world 里头，对不对
？So you know maybe and maybe sometimes
找师母打个电话啊，或者找什么人唠叨一下啊，不是先到他那儿去唠叨。
That you sometimes you bring your worries and cares first not to Christ.But to you know somebody you think has power and position here in this world.
换句话说，救赎在完成之功，就耶稣基督来说是一次性的事件。对我们来说，有一个重生称义是一个一次性的事件。
That our rebirth and our righteousness was established once and for all.
但是我们的整个的救赎的整体过程是一个长期的、动态的、一致性的过程。
But our salvation is also a process.That continues forever.
如果你真是意识到你是活在那位圣洁的上帝的宫廷里的时候，你就真的不断的要找那个大祭司去求饶了。我这又做错了，那又做错了。但是你一般不意识到这个世界是上帝的世界。
If you were aware, if you lived in the light of that, you were standing before the court, before God, always.Your behavior would be very different.
你在西门子工作，在 UCF 工作，在其他工作，都觉得那个老板是掌管这个世界的，甚至有人说这个世界是魔鬼的。
Because when we do our daily business in this world, we often don't feel that God's truly in control.
你意识到耶稣基督进到那个圣所的时候，是带着所有以色列的名牌吗？带着你我所有的这些人吗？
Do you live in the light of the truth that when Christ enters into glory, he brings all of his people with him?
他是永远不更换的。
And he is a priest who will never be replaced.
哇，不更换的一个祭司太重要了，我告诉你。
It's very important to have someone who can be there and never change.
我们现在开始寻牧了。
Because right now we're experiencing a period of change.
预备明年六月的时候，我可以卸任，然后专心的做第三千禧年和中国伙伴的事情。
So that you know, by next year, I can focus my work on third millennium and also my ministry in China.
太多的旅行一定影响我在教会的侍奉，所以我跟弟兄姐妹说抱歉，真的是。
And because the ministry has called me to go out more and more, and that is not a good thing for this church.
经常的旅行会拉开我跟弟兄姐妹之间的距离。
And that'll alienate me from the brothers and sisters here.
因为一开始虽然我有两份工作的时候，教会让我有十周的外出侍奉，还有三周的假期。
And so though you know I had taken this job as a pastor with the acknowledgement that I was working in two places at once, and that you know I was allowed a certain amount of time away.
但是的确影响了教会的事工。
But this, it really is, has been, there has been a negative effect on the ministry of this church.
但是我发现呢，在聘牧的过程中，甚至在我跟弟兄姐妹的交往的时候呢，弟兄姐妹开始有种担心了。
And but as we're undergoing this period of change, I can hear the notes of worry from all the brothers and sisters.
从教会将来的牧师是怎样的呢？
What kind of a pastor are we going to get?
我们能适应他吗？ 他能适应我们吗？
Are we going to be able to get used to one another?
至少他的讲道会比我容易。 我敢肯定,
I can at least guarantee you too that he'll be a better preacher than me.
啊, 但是他的意向, 使命, 他的恩赐跟这个教会能够搭配在一起吗?
His, well, what is his vision going to be like? How is, what kind of gifts will he have?
对, 他能够装备圣徒, 各尽其职吗?
Will he be able to equip all of us to do the work?
至少他能叫出教会所有人的名字, 我不行。
Will he be able to know? Will he be able to know all the names of everyone in this church?
但是他爱好是什么呢？ 还出差带乒乓球吗？ 乒乓球拍子吗？
What kind of hobbies does he have? Will he like to play ping pong?
他的家人是怎么样？
What kind of family is he going to have?
师母会不会唱歌、做饭、辅导、教导下一代？
Will his wife, you know, will his wife be as gifted as our current pastor's wife now?
注意我说这个问题，因为牧师有一种祭司性的功能。
Because we know that the pastor is the modern equivalent of a priest.
所以他的更换一定会带来教会的一种改变。
And so if a new pastor stands up here on this pulpit, he will certainly bring a change to this church.
但是有一个好消息，就是耶稣基督的教会有一个大祭司在我们中间。
But the good news is we are not alone, Christ.
他的任职是长久不更换的。
Christ is our highest priest.
无穷无尽的。
And his reign never ends.
地上的牧师、教会的领袖有更替。
The pastors and leaders in this world may change.
他们可能忽略你的各种各样的属灵的需要。
And maybe they may not be able to take care of all your needs.
忘为你带祷。
They may even forget you exist.
但是基督不会。
But Christ never will.
他是永恒的大祭司，长远为我们代求，常不更换的。
He is one who prays for us forever.
你喜欢这个好消息吗？
Isn't that a great news?
这是真的。
And it is true.
有一个人还给我出主意说，你不应该早早告诉教会弟兄姐妹，你就快走的时候，像公司一样，两个星期提前报告就走了。
Somebody once gave me this suggestion. You shouldn't have dragged out your leaving process. You know, just treat it like any other job. Give them a 2 weeks notice and then skedaddle.
但是我权重了一下，我觉得不是的，这是神的家。 我们有一个整个的预备的过程。
But I prayed on this and I thought, no, this is God's family.
为将来那个暂时性的祭司。
I have to pave the way for the next.
呼召他出来，到我们中间来。
For the next priest to be called.
但同样，他仍然是要依靠那个长远活着的祭司。
来为我们代求。 One who can rely on the high priest who prays for us.
我们再来看，我们看完了他的永恒性。 超越性的另一个方面是超越亚伯拉罕，超越他的旧约的祭祀系统。That
second Christ is greater than the whole system of the Old Testament.
其实你要想说服犹太人相信上帝并不难。It's
really not hard to, you know, there are very few atheist Jewish people.
因为他们是上帝的选民，即使是二战之后从集中营里出来的幸存者们。
That you know, because they are the chosen people of God, even after the Holocaust.
他们仍然相信旧约的上帝在掌权。
They still believe that God is the God of the world.
但是你要让他们相信耶稣是上帝的儿子。
But for a Jew to believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
这个困难是很大的。
It's very difficult indeed.
这是换句话说，整本的新约就在说这件事。
And it is what the entire New Testament is saying.
就是你要让一个犹太人相信耶稣是上帝肉身的显现，是对他们最后的拯救，是一个非常艰难的事。
It is all but impossible for a Jewish person to believe that Jesus was the one who was sent for them to be their ultimate salvation.
但这不是上帝的错误，是犹太人的错。
But that's not God's fault. It's theirs.
因为他忘记了整个旧约，你看完的时候就发现他没有结束。
For the Old Testament was not finished.
启示有一个渐进的过程，救赎也有一个过程，到最后才完成。
That the whole process of revelation and salvation was not done yet.
同时，犹太人犯了一个错误，就是把他自己对旧约的解读绝对化。
That they absolutized their own interpretation of the Old Testament.
所以最后能够到一个地步，能够把上帝的儿子杀了。
So that they They went to such a length as to kill, the murder the very Son of God himself. And yet they thought that they were obeying God. And in this manner that they were even greater terrorists than the terrorists that we face today. And we know the Apostle Paul was one such
a person.
He was the equivalent of an Ivy League elite intellectual, but he did not know the true knowledge of God.
他们对他们祖宗的忠诚, 比如说大卫啊, 摩西啊, 雅各啊, 以色列啊, 甚至亚伯拉罕, 越往前是越敬仰。
So when they look back at their ancestors, the further back they can trace their ancestry, the more respect they have.
越古老地位越高。
And the more ancient, the higher the place they have in their people.
所以因为这样的缘故呢, 希伯来作者首先就对他们做第一个劝诫。
And so that's why the writer of Hebrews tells them these things.
所以他这样念, 我这段经文, 我就不全部都念了, 第4到第7节。
So let us look back again at verses 4 through 7.
第4节很重要, 他说, 你们想一想, 你们要想一想, 你们的先祖亚伯拉罕把自己掳掠的上等之物取十分之一给他, 这人何等的尊贵。
See how great this man was to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the spoils.
到第6节后来说, 那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕, 亚伯拉罕是明了上帝的应许了, 直接的应许, 他反而要受这个麦基洗德的祝福。 所以他第7节做了一个结论说, 从来都是位分大的祝福位分小的。
And that Abraham, who was blessed by God himself, who had God's blessing, still needed this other priest to bless him. And we know that it is always the greater who blesses the lesser.
所以希伯来书在处理一个什么呢? 人们对基督尊贵不尊贵的一个问题。
And so this is an answer to the question of, well, what kind of a person was Jesus?
他们很尊贵他们的祖先。
For the Jews looked upon their ancestors greatly.
这当对他们来说是很大的一个问题，对犹太人来说，
and
犹太的基督徒来说。
For Jewish Christians, Jesus' identity was always a great controversy.
你想想，如果你所敬拜的主经常被人诽谤，你也因此缘故受到迫害，在第一世纪的时候，犹太人迫害他们，罗马人也迫害他们。
And so the Jewish Christians of their day, they faced not only great, they faced their Lord being looked down upon, and they faced double persecution from both their own people and the Romans.
所以离开教会是一个方式，回到旧约的系统去。
So there was a great temptation to leave the church and to go back to the old ways.
过去的经验总给我们一种安全感，就像你需要一个牧师永远在一个地方一样，一种假的安全。
Because the old ways always give us a false sense of security.
但是你还有一个选择,
but you have a choice.
留下来继续跟随耶稣基督,
to stay the course and to follow Christ.
但是对这样的人一定要问我这样做值不值, 对不对?
But you have to ask yourself, is it really worth it?
或者说你跟着这个人值不值? 他是不是尊贵, 超过亚伯拉罕?
Is it really worth it to follow this person?
所以他按照祭司的制度来说, 耶稣基督真是尊贵的。
If you are, the book of Hebrews answers this question, yes, Christ is greater than Abraham.
如果犹太人最高的祖先爷爷, 啊, 都献给这个麦基洗德, 那这个人一定尊贵。
For if even the great patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of everything he had to this mysterious stranger, then this person must have been greater than him.
古代的时候小王见大王的时候都是献上最好的。
For in the ancient times, whenever a lesser king went to see a greater one, he would always bring the best of his things. You know, if you're getting married, what kind of gift are you going to bring to your future in-laws? I'm not saying you bribe them.
能不能反映出他的尊贵来?
But the gift has to match the receiver.
因为有人要娶我的女儿，我会想到这样的事。Because
my daughter is getting married, so I think about such things.
除了这个之外，你看他一直讲说，总是位分大的要为位分小的来祝福，又反映出耶稣基督如果按着麦基洗德的等次，他一定是什么？ 比亚伯拉罕要尊贵。
And so if Abraham was blessed by this Melchizedek, then Jesus, who is of the order of Melchizedek, must have been greater.
简单来说就是劝犹太人，你跟耶稣没错。
And so this is a reassurance to the Jewish people that you are right in following Jesus.
还记得耶稣在约翰福音第八章跟这个犹太人交换意见的时候怎么说的？
In John chapter 8 verse 53,
他们就很不解，对吧？他们说，难道你比我们祖宗亚伯拉罕还大吗？他死了，我们的祭司也死了，先知也死了，你把你的当什么人？
Are you greater than our ancestor Abraham? He's dead and the prophets are dead. Who do you think you are?
还记得耶稣怎么回答的？
And how did Jesus answer that?
你们的祖先亚伯拉罕看见我的时候就欢欢喜喜奔过来仰望我。
Yet your ancestor Abraham glad saw my day and was glad.
所以这个犹太人又把这超越性又忘了，又回到他的原来的系统里，说你还没有五十岁，你怎么能见过亚伯拉罕呢？
You're not even 50 years old yet. How could you have seen Abraham?
耶稣怎么说呢？我实实在在告诉你们，
I tell you the truth.
在没有亚伯拉罕以前就有我了。
Before Abraham, I am.
换句话说，没有圣子耶稣基督，整个人类就没有了。
And indeed, without Jesus Christ, all humanity could not have existed.
说犹太人如果能转得过来，我觉得中国人也能转得过来。你觉得是不是？
And so, if a Jewish person could become a Christian,
我们本来没有什么垂直方向的，我们都是水平方向。你先找一个垂直方向的。
You know, because as Chinese people, we don't really believe in such a thing as somebody above us.
所以第二个方面，我们就来看这个系统究竟对犹太人产生什么样的捆绑，对我们今天的中国人，怎么能跳跃我们的文化、我们的传统，甚至我们的宗教，来仰望这个耶稣，他真的是值得。
And so let us also look at how, in dealing with the Jewish people's cultural baggage, we as Chinese people can also leap out of our cultural baggage.
九到十节的开始讲说。以色列的有一个特别的支派叫利位，他们是接受以色列人给他们奉献的。
That out of in the among the Jewish people that there is a tribe called the Levites who would accept tithes on behalf of the people.
但是他说这个利位人因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔，在他的腰间，就是按照我们今天的这个基因系统，他还没生出来，但是他基因在他那里了，所以他跟亚伯拉罕一块献了那个祭了。
And so, but this Levi who acts as the priest of the people, before he was even a twinkle in Abraham's eyes, his ancestor already offered a tithe.
至于犹太人的问题，就是被这个祭司系统锁住了，对吧？他以为在这里，所以耶稣过不去。结果呢，他说不是的，现在是按着麦基洗德的，马上就被他高了，对不对？
For Jesus not being from the Levites, how could he be a priest? Well, he is a priest of a higher order.
换句话说，他在处理系统的问题，不是个价值的问题。
This is not a matter of value, but a matter of systems.
你想想，犹太人，如果他们在这个庞大的祭司系统里，你不过是，如果你不是利未人
，For it, as a Jewish person, if you were not a Levite.
你没办法在圣殿里侍奉。
You could not serve.
唱诗班没有你的。
You couldn't. You wouldn't be able to sing the choir. Even you wouldn't even be able to sing in the choir.
如果不是他们中间的一个小谱系，就是亚伦，摩西的哥哥，从他们家出来的话呢，大祭司跟你无缘的。
And if you are not from the even narrower branch of Aaron's household, you would not ever become a high priest.
但你注意到利未人在他们中间是很显赫的。
And so the Levites always had a very prominent position among the people.
你知道这原因对吧？就是整个出埃及记的时候，长子都被灭的，以色列长子被包了，对不对？被保护了，越过了，对不对
？Because during the Passover, all of the firstborn of Israel were saved from the last plague.
那代表了整个以色列人被救赎，归属上帝。
And so all of the Levites took the place of the firstborn.
那谁做长子呢
？So who is the firstborn?
上帝就用了一个简单的办法，不是每个家中的长子弄出来，就把整个利未人分出来做长子。
And so the Levites were separated as the symbolic firstborn.
他们接受所有其他的十二个支派的奉献，然后他再奉献给神。
They would accept offerings on behalf of the people, and then give those offerings to God.
换句话说，整个的以色列人都明白，他们全部都属于上帝，但是在这个里头呢，有一个特殊的人群。叫利未人
And so all the Jewish people, though they were people of God, they knew there was also a smaller subgroup among them that were especially dedicated to God's service. And they were fed by all of Israel. And so they could not think outside of this box.
当年的不愿意信靠耶稣基督的人是这个问题。今天其实我们中国人在信耶稣的路上也有这个问题。
And so because they could not think outside of their box, they could not accept Christ as their savior. And so as Chinese people, we often run into that same problem.
你像犹太人都不愿意从他的体系出来，中国人愿意出来我们那么大的体系吗？犹太人这么小的民族，我干嘛要信你的神呢？
And so that's a common objection you hear out of a Chinese person is, why should I believe this Jewish guy to be my savior?
但中国的信仰里头，佛教完全是外来的。
But of the major religions of China, Buddhism is not native to China. It's from India.
无神论整个是外来的。
Atheism is also
马列主义，这才不过100年的时间，中国人原来不是无神论。
And
洗脑多干净，你看。
You know, the atheism came from the West, and you know, in a mere 100 years, the people were brainwashed.
所以中国已经被西化或者被硬化很多年了。
And so there's been many generations that the hearts of the Chinese have been hardened.
但是我们为什么不改变？因为我觉得那都是外衣。中国有个骨子东西并没有改变。
But I really believe that in our heart of hearts there's still that baggage there.
影响中国最深的，我认为是儒家的思想和传统。
I think
真人就是。
I think the Confucian tradition is still.Our biggest box.
每一次的变革，主流的思想都是什么？中学为体，西学为用，很实用的。
That,
打不过别人，我们就学学别人武器。
That you know, whatever system we have, we just take the most superficial parts of their culture, and we try to appropriate it for ourselves.
想想我们敬爱的毛主席，为了自己无法无天，他用了几十年的时间。来打倒孔家店，对不对？就咱们长大的，就是说，如果40岁、50岁的人还记得，小的孩子就不记得了。
Those of us who are older, who grew up in China during Chairman Mao's years, we all experienced an anti-Confucianism.
但是你不用着急，现在很多美国人都在学孔子的。
But now even Americans want to come to China to learn about Confucius.
我从亚特兰大飞回来的，坐在旁边的这个一个保加利亚太太。德国绅士，两个孩子生在这里，外语是中文。
And there are many people who on my way back on the plane, I met a couple. The husband was from Bulgaria, the wife was from the United States, and their two kids are learning Chinese as their foreign language.
因为中国有很多的孔子学院在海外了。
Because China is establishing all sorts of learning centers.
那两个孩子发音非常的标准，比我女儿的发音标准，一二三四五六七八九十念特顺，才6岁。
And these little six-year-old kids, they had a better sounding accent than my own daughter.
所以中国们骨子里究竟是什么呢？仍然是儒家的思想。
And so we still are very Confucian in heart.
虽然自己无法克己复礼，我们仍然有一个天朝的梦在做。
So you know we may not, and of all the things that Confucius upheld, we still want to be that number one country in the world.
我绝对不是这方面专家，但是我知道一点，比如说你看中国的孔子体系里头，他画几个圈的时候，天子在中间的，那就是我们的皇帝。
And because in the Confucian system, the emperor would be at the center of all things.
第二是内臣。
And then the I guess the you know like basically his board, his most inner cabinet.
对，还有外臣，所以外省的大臣。
And then like the Congress.
然后所有的百姓和的藩国哈、啊，都是叫朝贡国。
And then all of
交钱的。
And then all of the nations that were quote unquote diplomatically related, but really their diplomacy was always one way.
东西南北叫什么？叫如果出了中国边界。
And then any nation that was not part of China,
化外人对叫化外人。
They were all the barbarians.
所以这化外人叫西戎，这是我们如果是到新疆那边。
And so you know it.
东夷对吧？日本。北面的呢？北狄对吧？所以你们这黑龙江的人我都不知道呵呵算什么了。还有南蛮，云南的人哈，你们是南蛮哈。你看到这个大中华的这个梦里头就是这样的。
And so that's the kind of, and so it's the same kind of thing all over the world. Everybody believes themselves to be the center of the universe.
但是在儒学思想里头, 仍然有普遍的恩惠在里面。
But even in Confucianism, there's still the common grace of God.
包括孔老夫子说嘛, 朝闻道什么, 夕死可也。 如果闻道道的话呢, 早晨闻道, 晚上被上帝接走也可以。
And for he said to his students, if I could but know the truth, if I died that very day, I would die happy.
换句话说, 孔夫子都在寻道, 从一个角度来说, 因为每个人都知道有神, 罗马书说。
Even Confucius himself was seeking the way.
所以我们千万不要被我们的文化像犹太人一样的捆住。
So let us not be bound by our cultural baggage.
因为这个永恒的道已经来到人间了。
For that truth, that way has come among us.
这是我们经常非常熟悉的约翰福音开始的三句话。
For as the Gospel of John tells us,
太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
到最后13节, 14节的时候就说, 道成了肉身, 住在我们中间, 充充满满的有恩典有真理。
The word dwelt among us and became flesh, full of grace and truth.
那个高峰是什么? 正是父独生子的荣耀。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father.
跟上帝的儿子相似, 跟这里讲的是一样。
And so, as the book of Hebrews tells us,
只为何在耶稣基督完成他救赎大功之后, 使徒们在整个圣灵的默示下, 费尽千辛, 要告诉, 历世历代的圣徒究竟耶稣是如何的尊贵，耶稣的体系超过亚伦的体系。
And so that is why over and over again in the books of the New Testament, it tells us that Jesus Christ is the one who stands above all the systems of the world.
这绝对不是忽悠，他真真实实在我们中间。
And this is not something that they made up, for
Sorry,
he truly
忽悠，不知道这个台湾的，就是不是欺骗。
And he truly dwells among us.
因为这个在肉身显现的死过又活过的，没有一个天子活过。
For we know that we can still visit the tombs of the emperors today, and they all have their bones in them, and not one of them came back to life.
人在上帝的右边为我们代求。
But Christ Jesus lives, and he lives at the right hand of the Father, praying on our behalf.
他是一个不同等次的祭司。 你为这个消息 高兴吗？
Are you, and he, and the good news is, he is seated forever at the right hand of the Father.
我们就像我的邻居两个男童经常在外面玩一样。
We are all children who have gotten ourselves all covered in mud.
弄脏了以后怎么办？
So what do we do?
有一个清洁的水龙头。
That there is water that cleanses us.
就是耶稣基督的宝血。
And that is the blood of Jesus.
那个一次献上永远有效，我们可以多次的使用。
The sacrifice that he offered up once and for all, we can use over and over again.
所以我劝你们大胆地来到他的施恩宝座面前。
And so I ask that you boldly come before his throne.
无论是信的还没信的人，都可以来到他的面前，信靠他。
Whether you are a believer or you are not a believer, you can come before him and trust in him.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你，你按着麦基洗德的等次，就是无父无母的这种等次，至直到永远的、超过万有的方式，永恒的做我们的大祭司。
We thank you that you are our priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, an order that lasts forever without beginning or end.
同样的，你超过了犹太人的所有的系统和祖先。
And you are greater than all of the systems of and ancestry and traditions of the Jewish people.
你不光是作为第二个亚当来地上活过。
Not only are you a second Adam who lives the perfect life.
因为你的一次献上，你就纳入所有万族万邦的人。
That because of your sacrifice, you call all people to yourself.
可以透过信心。
That they can come by grace, by faith.
成为你皇宫中的一员。
That they can live in the temple in the palaces of God.
成为这个谦卑又显赫家族的一员。
That they could be humble and yet eminent.
超过世上的万有和金银。
And they can be above all the good things in this world.
主帮助我们。
Lord, we ask that you help us.
帮助我们脱下各种各样的缠累。
That we can take off all of the things that weigh us down.
依靠为我们信心创始成终的耶稣基督。
And rely on the one who will be finished the good work that he began.
在我们没有办法来祈求的时候。
That when we don't know how to pray.
就你用你的圣灵为我们代求。
That we ask that you pray for us with your spirit.
我们知道我们的祷告有效，因为你永远在天父的右边为我们代求。
And we know that our prayers can be answered because you are praying. You yourself are also praying on our behalf.
这样的祷告奉我们大祭司的名。
We pray in the name of our high priest.
Amen.